the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South, it's 7 a.m. Time to wake up on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Tuesday morning. You're tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado. Hey, Damian. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you? You enjoying this beautiful day so far?
Yes.
Oh, what a sunrise, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Incredible.
Yeah. Well, today's the feast day of Saint Athanasius. I hope I said it right. In the meantime, we have a prayer on his behalf. And we're going to start our day with that. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty, ever-living God, who raised up the Bishop of St. Athanasius as an outstanding champion of your Son's divinity, mercifully grant that rejoicing in this teaching and his protection, we may never cease to grow in knowledge and love for you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Saint Athanasius, pray for us. We will learn more about this saint of the day later on in today's show. I actually don't know much about Saint Athanasius, like I do with many of the saints of the day, but that's okay because we have a little segment later on in today's show that will give us a little bit more about to learn a little bit more about them and what they're about.
A bishop and a doctor of the church. I know that much.
Oh, well, that you know more than I do, so we'll learn more later on today. But let's talk about today's guest, starting off with Sydney Browning. She's a team captain and member of St. Alphonsus Church in Baton Rouge. And Ken Ray, he's a rodeo chairman and member of St. John the Baptist in Zachary. Today we're going to be talking about the GSYR Pro Rodeo. You've been hearing that fun spot for quite a while on Catholic Community Radio. Well, today we're going to be talking about this Pro Rodeo and how you can attend the event and get a little bit more information. So that's coming up in about 6 minutes. In 18 minutes, Debbie Shelley joins us. She is the assistant editor with the Catholic Commentator, the official Catholic newspaper for the Diocese of Baton Rouge. She'll be giving us an update of what you're going to be finding in this week's issue. In 35 minutes, Michael Acaldo joins us. He is the president and CEO with St. Vincent de Paul in Baton Rouge. He'll be giving us his monthly update for the month of May. And in 48 minutes, Edward Habsburg joins us. He is Hungary's ambassador to the Holy See and the Sovereign Order of Malta and author of the new book, The Habsburg Way, 7 Rules for Turbulent Times. So looking forward to these wonderful guests today. And Damian, I just have to look outside. I know today is going to be a really good day as far as the weather goes. It's just been so nice that it's getting warmer out. You know how I love the sunshine and the warmth.
Well, I'm sure it's going to get hot when summer really gets here, but we have to enjoy these spring days when we get them. And today will be a lot like yesterday, and tomorrow and Thursday will be a lot like today. How do you like those apples? Partly cloudy skies, primarily sunny throughout the day. Winds are going to have that breeze coming out of the northwest, which makes it pleasant at about 5 miles an hour. No rain in the forecast. High 85, low is going to be 61. And the same, as I said, holds true for the next couple of days before Friday. Sorry to say, it could be a wet jazz fest on Friday. Temperatures in and around the area right now, though, Baton Rouge as well as in Gulfport, it's 57 degrees. In New Orleans, the warm spot, 67. In Covington, across the lake, it's 55. And in Houma Thibodaux, the bayou area, 61 degrees. Those are your temps. That's your forecast. A lot to look forward to, so get out and enjoy it. In the meantime, it's almost 5 after the hour, so it's time for you to get up and get going. We're going to come back, and we'll be talking about the GSYR Pro Rodeo coming to the Baton Rouge area. So stick around on Wake Up.
Thank you. good Tuesday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. The Feast of the Dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one."
Thank you, Father Chris Decker, and good morning again, everyone. 8 after the hour, Damian Collado, Gabby Smith, and in studio with us this morning, we are pleasantly pleased to talk about the GSYR Pro Rodeo coming to town, and the guy kind of spearheading the whole project is Ken Ray. He's with us along with Sydney Browning, who is a team captain of the GSYR Mounted Drill Team, and we're going to learn a little bit more about both. But good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So, Ken, tell us all about the rodeo. It's Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
Everybody's gearing up.
As we sure are. It's been a busy week for us. It's starting May 5th and 6th, Friday, Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at the Shady Park Arena, which is 7550 Shady Park Drive in Central.
Okay, so it's easy to get to.
It is.
And tickets are very affordable.
They are. At the gate, it's going to be $15 for adults and $10 for kids, 12 and under, and 5 and under are free.
What I love about it, it's a family event. And if you've never taken your child to a rodeo, this is the one to go to because it's a pro rodeo. And share with the folks, a lot of people think just because you're helping out a youth organization or in our area, yeah, it doesn't mean it's not a pro rodeo.
Yeah, it's a professional run rodeo, and we have adult riders and guys that some of them make their living rodeoing, and some do it for a pastime. And we have a full-blown rodeo events.
You got the clowns?
Got a good clown coming that's worked all over the country named Reggie Purvis. And our main attraction at the rodeo, besides our Greenville Springs youth riding team, is Tim Leppert out of North Mississippi, which is the monkeys riding the border collie dogs pinning sheep, and it's a whale of an act.
It is funny
as
heck.
The kids absolutely love it.
Yeah, adults do too.
Yeah, they do. I'll be honest with you, last year at the rodeo, they was here last year,
yeah,
and all the contestants were climbing over the fence over trying to watch it too.
Well, just imagine a monkey riding a dog, okay? You get the opportunity to see that Friday and Saturday. Sydney Browning, let's talk a little bit about you, young lady. You have been riding for how long now?
8 years.
8 years.
Pretty much.
And how long have you been with the mounted drill team?
8 years.
8 years. So all 8 years. So you started with them.
Pretty much. Yeah. Maybe a year before, but I've done most of my riding with the team.
Yeah. And you're one of the top teams in the region, right? So as a captain, what do you have to do, and how much practice and time is involved with the mounted drill team?
We put a lot of time and effort into it with our practices on Tuesday and even extra practices. But, I mean, I just help them out. I'm basically kind of like Ken Ray when he can't see everything, you know. I help him out. I give him advice because, I mean, I know this drill so well. So
yeah,
I help them out a lot.
So what are we going to see when we hear a drill team? I envision drill teams at high school football games. You've got the little drill squad doing the hand thing. What do you guys do?
We do mounted drill horse type pattern show. So you'll see us weaving through each other and doing different tricks that you may seem, oh, they're going to run into each other, but really we're fine.
Yeah. And man, you got to control the horse.
Exactly.
I mean, you're at the mercy of the horse, so you better know that horse pretty well, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of work with just helping us get better at riding in general to help us with our
So, and because of that, there's a lot of the monies that are going toward this event that people are paying to come in and see the Pro Rodeo are going to charities and organizations in and around the Baton Rouge area, right?
Absolutely. Not only, you know, does it help our youth of our team, but we, with Dream Day Foundation, we're able to give them quite a bit mm-hmm. of our proceeds, which in return is St. Jude. And then we helped St. Alphonsus Boy Scouts, Zachary High School, FFA, Central High. We give quite a few.
That's great.
In the community. Trying to give back because all the people are good to us.
Yeah.
So we try to put it back.
That's wonderful. How did you get involved with all this?
Oh, gosh. That's all I've ever done was fool with horses as a kid. And when I was a youngster in the early 80s, mid-80s, I was in the drill team.
Really?
My dad was producing rodeos and was associated with this, and it carried on. So when I come along with my kids, I just kind of stepped in those shoes from old times.
Yeah. And you used to ride as well, you were telling me.
I did. I rode in a drill team as kids and as a youngster. And I just, as life went on, showed cutting horses and, you know, just kind of.
Did a little bull riding too, huh?
Did a little bit of that, yeah.
Yeah. And he tells me he never broke a bone.
I didn't, but
that's pretty darn good.
Been knocked around a few times. They wax you out.
So once again, to wrap up, share with us again what they'll see and ticket prices and location.
Yes. So ticket prices, adults at the gate is $15 and 10 for 12 and under. 5 and under are free at 7550 Shady Park Drive in Central Louisiana. And they're going to see a full-blown rodeo, very exciting, family fun event. The show is going to last about 2 hours and 15 minutes or so. Great concessions. So come early, and we're going to have a little more than just a normal hot dog at the concession stand. And so
yeah. You got the monkey riding the dogs.
We do. Yeah. And also the parking is pretty tight at our place. So we have shuttle buses running from Journey Church and Fellowship Church on Greenville Springs Road.
Oh,
okay. We have
school
buses running about every 15 minutes. And if you get there and need to leave or want to leave early, the buses will take you back.
So. Okay. Well, that's a nice idea. Yeah.
We're just trying to get everybody we can in. And
well, best of luck with the rodeo, and best of luck to you, Sydney, with Charles Drill Team. Y'all have a great time, okay?
We thank you for having us very much.
Hey, we're glad to help you out. And all going to, monies go to a good cause.
Absolutely.
So anytime we can do that, that's a plus. All right, folks, Debbie Shelley with the Catholic Commentator is coming your way. She'll be chatting with Gabby as we continue on this Tuesday morning on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 2nd. Today we celebrate Saint Athanasius. Born in Egypt to Christian parents, Athanasius received a classical education before entering the priesthood. As Bishop of Alexandria, Egypt, he suffered numerous exiles for the crime of defending the divinity of Jesus. Arianism, the 4th century heresy that denied the divinity of Christ, was in full bloom. Though Athanasius was an outspoken critic, Arianism continued to prosper. Following various allegations, some of them personal, the Emperor Constantine had Athanasius exiled to France in the year 335. When the emperor's son came to power, he restored Athanasius, but the bishop would be banished 4 more times for various reasons. Vicious campaigns against Athanasius continued throughout much of his life. During one period, Athanasius was able to enjoy 10 years of relative peace. He took the opportunity to read, write, and promote monastic ideals. Among his writings, a biography of St. Anthony of Egypt achieved astonishing popularity. It contributed greatly to the establishment of monastic life throughout the Western Christian world. Athanasius died in 373. In 1568, he was proclaimed a doctor of the church. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 19 past the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth on Wake Up This Morning. I'm Gabby Smith along with Damian Clotto. Hey, Damian, we're matching. I just realized that.
Yeah, look at that.
Getting ready for the show. Yeah, but there we go. I'm always the oddball out and don't wear the same color as everyone else. Everyone else is matching. But anyway, so I just wanted to point that out, fun fact. But looking forward to our next guest, Debbie Shelley joins us. She is the assistant editor with the Catholic Commentator. The Catholic Commentator is the official Catholic newspaper of the Diocese of Baton Rouge. Good morning, Debbie. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this wonderful issue, Debbie. The first one, a lot of history, of course, as we know, in the Diocese of Baton Rouge, particularly with different parishes in and around our area. So tell us a little bit about some historical anniversaries that are being celebrated in the diocese.
Sure. The theme is History Reigns. We've had, first of all, we had Ascension of Our Lord Church in Donaldsonville celebrating their 250th. And Bishop Duca and Bishop Emeritus Munch was there, and several priests from the Diocese of Baton Rouge. And it was packed to capacity. And during his homily, Bishop Duca talked about how the church... It's assumed that the church has always been there. Referring to his childhood and growing up and through seminary, he said the church was always there at important milestones, and he pointed out, but it always actually hasn't been there because there have always been people preparing a way and looking for the generations after that will come after them. And so he, tying that to Ascension of Our Lord, he said, you know, it's, the foundation was laid for those who come before us. But beyond the church structure, he pointed out that the church is the people, the body of Christ, and what they bring to it. The church is where they come for a holiness, for the holy place, where they come for sacraments, for community, all those wonderful things. But yet they are the living body of Christ out there and in the community. So it was just a fantastic celebration. They had thunderstorms in the area earlier in the day, but by the time for the celebration, they were able to go ahead as planned, an outdoor wonderful celebration. And then we had Our Lady of Pompeii in Tickfaw, and that was the very next day, and Bishop Emeritus Munch was there for that one, and he posed the question of what does it mean to be a parish? And with Our Lady of Pompeii, it is apparent that it is family. And the roots of Our Lady of Pompeii were planted in Tangipahoa Civil Parish in 1909, and the first Mass was celebrated there, and then 2 years later, a chapel was dedicated to Our Lady of Pompeii. And then in the earlier days, it actually served as a mission of Matta Dolorosa, a parish in Independence. And it's had some history, you know, like most, it had its challenges. But there was another beautiful celebration there, and talking to some parishioners there, Patricia DiZardo, for example, said the parish has a special place in her heart. But she was raised there at her grandmother's house in Tickfaw. She made her first communion there, and she sang in the choir. And she said there are just a lot of things here at Our Lady of Pompeii. She said it's rewarding to see it 50 years later. The parish has been through a lot. And there's, you know, Barbara Stein moved from St. Bernard Parish there after Hurricane Katrina. And she said the parishioners there are caring and work well together. And she said they look out for each other. And so they just had, and as she wonderfully said, the church has had a wonderful impact on my life. That was according to Patricia DiZardo. And so a wonderful reception there as well. So we, a lot of history celebrated,
yes,
you know, since our last edition.
Amazing. I love hearing about these historical events, especially in these parishes. And you can definitely, I know as for me, whenever you step into a parish, you can definitely feel whether it's, you know, family related and very welcoming and and that comfort, that you belong. So I can definitely feel that from you, Debbie, as you talk about these two parishes. Let's talk about this next story. St. Vincent de Paul Society, they're making some big plans. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Oh, yes. Well, we know, you know, St. Vincent de Paul is located in the bustling center downtown, and where the most downtrodden of the community come. And so one of the most important things they wanted to do was to build a sanctuary for people to come, volunteers, those that are served, just anyone could come to spend time with the Lord. And so this may be a reality. They may be breaking ground as early as the end of the year. And an excited Michael Licato said the chapel had, you know, received preliminary approval from Bishop Duca and Father Tom Renzino, Vicar General. And now the final construction documents are being prepared. And once completed, the chapel will be it was originally discussed in 2010, and is the only project to be completed under the organization's Vision 150 strategic planning process. So it'll finally go out to bid, and we do have, you know, architectural drawings in there, you can see. And he said, Michael Licato said, our chapel is going to be for the purpose of letting people know why we are here. He said, God is in every square inch of the world, and in every square inch, there's a charitable block here. But until we build the chapel, there's no space just for God. I think it will be, you know, inspire people to connect to God. And just an added note, and that added to the original plan is to the 50-seat chapel is a meeting area that can hold from 35 to 50 additional people. And he said with a hint of pride that once completed, the chapel could be potentially hold up to 100 people when factoring in the connected meeting area. So we'll be seeing some progress on that. We may be breaking the ground with shovels at the end of the year. So it's expected it'll take about a year to complete, and it's going to be a leap of faith. Michael Licato said, he said, even if it goes over budget a little bit, they're going to move forward with that faith that the funds will come through. So it's going to be a gift to all volunteers, board members, anyone who needs a place to pray. So that's going to be a developing project. It's going to be there on the St. Vincent de Paul campus there. So just a convenient area for them to stop and pray.
That's amazing, Debbie. Mm-hmm. And we'll actually talk to Michael Licato right after you, so we'll find out a little bit more about this chapel. But, I mean, he is always moving forward and just making St. Vincent de Paul a better place for everyone and providing needs for these people who really need it, food, prescriptions, shelter, anything. So Michael's doing great work over in the Baton Rouge Diocese.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this next story we can find in this week's issue of the Catholic Commentator in the Diocese of Baton Rouge, Maddie's Footprints. I don't know much about Maddie's Footprints. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about what this is?
Okay, well, it's based on the Lafayette area, and it assists parents through that difficult time when they've had miscarriage or lost a child earlier. They're looking for resources, a place to go, and Maddie's Footprints accompany them through that process, pointing out resources, providing support, and all that. And it was so well received in the Lafayette area that they've decided to expand to the Baton Rouge area. And so Mandy Cushing is going to be their, you know, one of their first employees, and she's going to be their event and marketing director. And the connection is she's very active in St. Jude Parish, and she is a reading specialist teacher. And she has had a miscarriage herself, so she understands the journey. So she'll work there part-time. She said she can't leave St. Jude. She will be there, work with Father Trey to coordinate their you know, their coordinator of religious education. So she'll still have that element, but she'll part-time there and then part-time with Maddie's Footprints. And she said that's a fulfillment of her organizational skills. So she pointed out one of the things coming up in October will be a 5K and 1 mile race. It's going to be a big birthday party for parents that they've lost the children the last year that can celebrate. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of good things coming up. So you're going to see Maddie's Footprints coming to Baton Rouge.
That's great.
So that's going to be wonderful.
Yes. Thank you so much for telling us. Oh, tell us real quick that website.
It's maddiesfootprints.org.
Thank you so much, Debbie Shelley, assistant editor with the Catholic Commentator. To learn more about these stories and to read more, you can go to news.diobr.org. Debbie, thank you so much for being with us today. Michael Accaldo joins us when we return from the break. It is 5:30 the hour on Wake Up.
Before the top of the hour, get up, get going. It is a Tuesday morning. Thank you for tuning your heart to the truth. And thank you for watching us also on Catholic Life Television. With us now, Michael Accaldo, President and CEO with St. Vincent de Paul of Baton Rouge. He's also the host of Beacon of Light, which airs on Catholic Life Television. And he's here to give us a monthly update. Good morning, Michael. And what's cooking, brother?
Good morning. It's always great to be with y'all the first Tuesday of every month. And it was great hearing Debbie talk about our chapel project. And I'm not going to rehash all of the great things she said. I think she quotes me better than I quote myself. So with that said, it's an exciting project, and we're moving it along. And, you know, it has taken us a bit of time. We kind of launched that effort, and we had a concept in 2010 and moved it through a strategic process in 2015, our 150th anniversary in the diocese. And I tell you what, sometimes the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit guides you, and I think we're in a great place. And so the only comment I have to add is, as Debbie said, pray that the bids come in at a great level so that we can make this a reality. That's what we do. Damon Gabby, y'all know, we try to make the gospel a reality for those who are out there suffering in our community. And the Easter season, starting with our, we gave out over 4,000 Easter baskets to children in need. And just a fantastic way to celebrate the Easter spirit here in the entire Diocese of Baton Rouge.
You bet. Michael, real quick, what will be the dimensions of the chapel that you guys are planning to build? And do you have a projected site or date in mind that you'd like to finish it? I know it's a big question, but it's unknown in some cases, because they're still trying to finish up St. Francis Hall on Fran U.
There you go. No doubt about it. You know, our last building was completed in March of 2020, right when the pandemic hit, and just the punch list because of the pandemic took us through June 2020. I think from the standpoint, construction is a little bit different than it has been in past years. So my goal and our hope is that we can break ground this year, and then about 8 to 12 months after breaking ground to be able to open the facility. And just to kind of give you an idea, the main chapel will hold about 50. The meeting room will hold about 50. They're separate spaces. But Bishop Duke has approved us being able to open up the meeting room to the sacred space to make the capacity up to 100 people.
Nice.
So we're really excited by that.
And, that's good.
Yeah. And it will, as Debbie described, it will be a unifying thing in the bustling part of the downtown community where we reside. And so we're excited about that. And, you know, last year our Council of Conferences gave out over $1 million in their home visitation program, where they go out in pairs, as the disciples did, visiting people that might be in need of utility assistance, rental assistance, or you name it. And that chapel will be a unifying force for them as well, as they do that important ministry that started here in 1865. So I, you know, it's in all my years at St. Vincent, I don't ever recall us going over that $1 million mark. But that, in regard to that direct home visitation program, but it's just amazing to see the difference that program makes locally.
Yeah, and you guys make a big impact. What is happening in the housing and shelter area for St. Vincent de Paul? The reason I ask, we are seeing a lot of news stories, what's going on in the big cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and even New Orleans close by. They're inundated with homeless. How are we handling that situation in Baton Rouge at this point?
Well, you know, no doubt about it, St. Vincent de Paul locally is a leader in providing homeless services, shelter. We're the absolute leader in providing shelter for men, women, mothers with children, fathers with children, and couples with children. And it's just amazing to see the impact of the increased costs of housing, affordable permanent housing, inventories throughout the country of affordable housing are very, very low. And that increases the likelihood someone may become homeless. And So what, that's kind of what you're seeing throughout the country as well as locally. And, you know, St. Vincent de Paul, we partner with great partners like Catholic Community Service, Catholic Charities, that does so much in community services related to those who are homeless, and other nonprofits. We work with state and city leaders, and we work diligently to respond to this one person at a time. But Damian, you really stated it well. It is mm-hmm. something where there are massive increases in unsheltered homeless persons, and the best job we can all do is obviously pray that people that find themselves in a situation of homelessness are cared for and have a place to turn to, which is St. Vincent de Paul and all the other great agencies that do work in this area. And trying to get those people housed is our first and foremost effort. Get them into the temporary shelters that we run, which we run four of them every night. And one of the things we are doing with the summer coming in is we're going to, for the first time ever, is to expand our efforts when high levels of the heat index hits our area. You know, July, August are some of the hottest months, and sometimes those heat indexes get up to 105 or more on a particular day or night. And so we're going to work diligently to get more people off the streets, and are putting in, similar to our freeze plans in the winter months, plans where we're able to get people out of that weather for their own safety, and doing so in such a way that they can feel God's love in their lives in those desperate times.
Michael, in the final minute, what are the numbers we're talking about? We say people, but at this point, what kind of numbers? Because you guys do a good job of keeping track and tracking these things.
Real quick, with just a few seconds left, in 2022, we gave out over 20,000 guest nights, right over 20,000 guest nights. Last year, over 26,000 guest nights. This year, we think it's going to be over 30,000 guest nights. Yeah, 30,000 guest nights. Now, of course, people will stay with us, some just a few days, but some several weeks up to a couple of months. But just for housing, you're looking at anywhere from 750 to 1,000 men, women, children that we are serving in the night shelters. And then there is a large population, as you mentioned, of unsheltered persons that don't seek our night shelter but seek other services. So we're serving a couple thousand people a year that are unduplicated, that are homeless. Yeah. In our area. And so we're working diligently to make a difference. And anybody that wants to be a part of that can go to our website at svdpbr.org to see how they can get involved with all the wonderful services we provide in our community.
Well, you continue mm-hmm. to do God's work, my brother, and just yeah. keep it up. And glad to hear that you're not stopping, you're growing, and you're doing everything you can to help those in need. And we appreciate your leadership.
Well, thank you so much, Damien and Gabby. Y'all have a great day, and thanks for all you do and helping us spread the message.
And if you go to 225GIVE, you could look up Catholic Community Radio, or you could look up St. Vincent de Paul Baton Rouge. We'll be there, mm-hmm. both of us. Okay, folks, don't go too far. We've got more coming your way here on Wake Up, so stick around. It is 45 after the hour.
It is 48 past the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth on Wake Up this morning. I'm Gabby Smith along with Damien Collado. Hey, real quick, we have over 5,000 app downloads. Thank you so much for downloading our app. If you're listening on our app this morning, we thank you for tuning your heart to the truth. If you haven't downloaded our free app, you can go to the Apple App Store or Google Play and type in Catholic Community Radio. It has to be those three words because there are so many Catholic apps out there. We want to make sure that we get you the right ones so you can tune in to Wake Up every morning and listen to your favorite EWTN program. So thank you so much to our 5,000 app downloads. And today is Give NOLA Day, so it's a 24-hour online day of giving for nonprofits in the greater New Orleans area, and Catholic Community Media is participating in Give NOLA Day. So thank you to all those who have donated so far. You can go to givenola.org and search Catholic Community Media and donate and help keep Catholic Community Media on the air in the greater New Orleans area. So that's givenola.org. But we have a couple of events, well, really more than a couple of events we want to tell you about this morning, starting off with the White Mass for Healthcare Professionals will take place on Sunday, May 7th at St. Louis Cathedral in the French Quarter in New Orleans at 11 a.m. Healthcare professionals, my goodness, thank you so much for everything that you do for those in need. And
They pack them in for that mass, too.
They sure do. And so definitely want to get there early. So that's Sunday, May 7th at St. Louis Cathedral in the French Quarter. And of course, this one, I love talking about it every year. St. John of the Cross Catholic Church in Lacombe will once again host the Holy Spirit Novena beginning on Friday, May 19th and concluding on Saturday, May 27th, the eve of Pentecost. Each night will feature a different celebrant for Mass, as well as musical artists of varying styles. Confession, praise, and worship will begin at 6:15 with Mass starting at 7 p.m. And they have a great lineup like they do every year, starting off with Father Sidney Speaks. If you've never heard him speak, definitely recommend it. He will get you fired up, and he will get you just on the right path to focusing on Christ. So definitely take a look at that. You can go to ccmedia.live right now on the events calendar to learn more about the Holy Spirit Novena.
Yeah. In fact, he kicks it off, as you said.
Yeah.
And following him the next night is going to be Father Gil Martin. He'll be celebrating Mass. And then on Sunday, it's going to be Father Tony Rigoli. I just like saying his name, so that's why I wanted to plug that.
He's so great.
That's on Sunday. So Deacon Ricky Saprine has done a great job and a great lineup. It's going to be a jam-packed nine-day event, praise and worship, mm-hmm. confession, singing, and just letting the Holy Spirit come upon you. So Yeah. You're right. It's good. All right. We all know we like crawfish. And a lot of people, yes. I mean, we're peaking in the crawfish season right now. Well, Old Metairie Crawfish Festival and Cook-Off is coming up, not this week, but next week, May 13th. It's going to be the 10th annual Old Metairie Crawfish Festival and Cook-Off at St. Catherine of Siena, in right there on Bonneville in Metairie. And it's going to be from 2 until 8 o'clock, rain or shine. They're going after it. 40 teams are going to be competing. It's all-you-can-eat crawfish, live bands, and the competition ought to be intense, and also the flavor of the crawfish as well. And so if you want more information, want to get your tickets, you got to get them in advance. You have to go to scsbluegold.com, or you can go to ccmedia.live, and you can then connect that way. But get your tickets in advance. It's coming up next week.
My goodness, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
To go to the crawfish festival, and I can't imagine the different ones. I mean, I've had crawfish where it's you know, pretty mild, easy to peel, and then when my uncle makes it, I mean, you feel like you're gonna die, but it's still great. So you know,
meaning it's very spicy.
It's so eyes watering, nose watering.
Oh, okay.
Everything hurts.
Clears your sinuses.
But it's so amazing.
Yeah,
and you're clear.
Yeah,
and you're good to go. So
he's better than Claritin.
yeah, and it tastes good. So definitely check that out on our website, ccmedia.live. Well, the Cynical on the Lake is offering Women of Manresa retreats, where a Jesuit priest will offer the spiritual exercises for women at the Cynical on the Lake in Metairie. These retreats are not hosted at Manresa, but they will follow the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola and the same schedule and format of the retreats offered for the men. You can go to neworleansretreats.com/womenofmanresa. It will be a silent retreat from a Thursday evening until Sunday midday, and open to 56 women. Over 440 women from 14 states have registered for the various retreats so far, so you can check that out at neworleansretreats.com/womenofmanresa.
Yeah, and they're booking those things up way in advance. Here we are in April, and there's already three more retreats between now and December. The one in December is open. Father Larry Huck, he is the retreat house director at Manresa. He's going to be hosting the next one. It's the final one for this year, Gabby, December 7th through the 10th. So go and sign up if you want to go this year. Otherwise, you got to wait till 2024. And speaking of retreats, the St. Catherine of Siena Men's Axe Retreat, they're taking applications right now. They're almost full, but you got to sign up if you want to go to the July 20th to 23rd Men's Retreat. It's going to be held at the Archdiocese Retreat Center in Metairie. It begins on Thursday evening around 5:45, and that's on July 20th. It'll conclude on July 23rd with a Mass at 11 o'clock at St. Catherine, and then a reception will follow. You can register, again, going to ccmedia.live and find that headline, and then you can follow the bouncing ball.
Yes. Well, the Archdiocese of New Orleans Office of Marriage and Family Life and Springs in the Desert are partnering for a retreat called Cherished, a retreat for those in the season of infertility. This is going to be on July 7th through the 8th at St. Joseph's Abbey Retreat Center, wherever you are on the path of infertility. The Marriage and Family Life Office invites you to join this team as they reflect on the emotional, relational, and spiritual aspects of the infertility experience and offer practical suggestions for strengthening your relationship with God and your spouse. You can go to springsinthedesert.org/NOLA for more information. And I know this has helped so many couples and individuals as they navigate this this trial in their life and trying to figure out how to move forward from this. So I know many who have gone through this and so really true. Have talked great things about it.
Yes. One final event. Father Michael Alello said, make sure you give us a plug before y'all wrap up. So here we go. The 42nd annual St. Thomas More Parish Festival is coming your way this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's here in Baton Rouge. And it's entitled Going the Distance for Christ. And it's a community event, and everyone is invited. So if you'd like to attend the festival, it's going to be filled with fellowship, great food, drinks, games, rides, and plenty of music. Can't have a festival without the old music. So go to St. Thomas More Parish Fair / Festival this weekend if you got some free time. And if the weather holds up and you don't want to make it to Jazz Fest, you've got another event in Baton Rouge to attend.
Yes.
All right.
It's fun. So many great memories at the STM Fair.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know about you, but we just had wonderful memories.
Well, any church fair, I find, is fine. Mm-hmm. And the food is always good and very affordable. So, okay. Well, we're going to wrap up with a prayer, as we always do. And it's Tuesday, and it's already 4 minutes before the top of the hour. So here we go. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we believe that you are who you say you are. Thank you for granting us the gift of faith. You came so that we, the lost sheep, may be found. Thank you. You brought us knowledge of who you are and what we are all worth. Lord, help us to hear your voice when you are calling us in the night. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. We're talking to Malachi Fallon with Xavier Society for the Blind, Dina Dow with the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and Brother Martin Summer Camps. Have a wonderful Tuesday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.